Proclamation number 8496 of 14th of May, 1963. Every man must answer for himself. The human being has to take responsibility for his earthly way of life, for his speech, thinking and actions, for he has received the gift of intellect, the gifts of thinking, from me and can therefore also weigh everything up as far as it corresponds to my will. This applies in particular to his attitude towards the teachings which are supplied to him on the part of fellow human beings, which touch spiritual areas. Because as soon as something is presented to him earthly, he also adjusts his thoughts to it and accepts or rejects, and that often with great eagerness, as soon as he expects some advantages from it. Man is able to think and is now also to use this ability. And if spiritual material is now supplied to him, he should also subject it to an examination in order to be able to accept or reject it justifiably. But then he should not just rely on his fellow human beings' advice but take a stand on it himself, for he himself will have to answer for it, and then he will not be able to pass the blame on to his fellow human being who advised him to think and act the way he did. Every man bears responsibility for himself. Because every man can think. And if he is not sure of the correctness of his thinking, then he should take the way to me myself, but not rely on the fellow human being, whose thinking can be just as wrongly directed. And a great injustice is committed by the man who believes himself called to have an effect on fellow men, that he imposes his views on him. So that the latter is to accept without contradiction what the latter offers him. A person can certainly be instructed, but he must always be free to accept these instructions, for the person himself must decide and be responsible for his decision, but he cannot pass on the responsibility to those who have instructed him, and they must never determine a person to accept the teachings. Freedom of will is the great factor, which is determining for the perfection of a man. And every curtailing of free will is a wrong, a sin, which I cannot accept without demanding retribution for it. And again it must be pointed out that on the part of a teacher first the commandments of love are to be emphasized and only the fulfillment of these commandments is to be demanded, because then man's thinking will also recognize brightly and clearly what is true and right and man then decides for it of his own accord. But to accept a teaching but to eliminate a life of love can never lead to spiritual success. Even if that teaching corresponds to truth. But unloving people will never be able to pass judgment where truth and where error is. And that is why ultimately not the intellect of man decides, but the love of the heart. Where this is missing, no right judgment will be able to be passed, but then also the acceptance of a teaching without contradiction is of no use, for it is completely worthless for the soul. That is why I first demand the mental opinion about that spiritual material, which is imparted to a man from outside. And if the teaching of love is now presented to him and he also thinks about it, then already a small light can be kindled in him, and he can make an effort to live out love. And this alone brings the soul to maturity, who therefore seeks to stimulate his fellow men to love, he will be blessed by me. But who imparts spiritual knowledge to them with the demand to accept and acknowledge it without contradiction, he does not act in my will, because he causes fellow men to think inertly and these now believe to be relieved of their responsibility, to be able to pass it on to those who taught them. One day this excuse will not be valid before me because I have endowed all men with the gift of the ability to think and this is now also to be used when it is about the salvation of souls. Especially then when you eagerly think of everything earthly whether and how it could be of use for you. No man once takes the responsibility from you. Therefore also give no man the right to have a determining effect on you when it is about the welfare of your souls. Because also about this a light is given to you by me when you listen to my word, which sounds to you from above, which I send to all who are of good will. I will do no compulsion to you. I will always just explain everything to you and give reasons, but always leave it up to you to accept or reject my word. Because I want that you perfect yourselves on earth. And therefore I also want to enlighten you about everything wrong, so that you do not let yourselves be determined to think and act in the will of fellow men, but to first check yourselves whether and how you act and think right before me, who has created you so that every man must also bear the responsibility for himself and his soul's salvation. Amen.